As it stands now, senior care is only guaranteed to stay on the books until next July. Doyle calls the program a lifeline. The AARP says more than 9 out of 10 senior care participants are better off than they would be under Medicare Part D. Doyle says it's also less costly and estimates it could save the government another $700 million if it's extended until 2010.
We can demonstrate right here in Wisconsin that by doing one simple thing, which is allowing the government to negotiate with the drug companies, that we can bring prices down dramatically, we can give people better coverage, and we can have an easier to understand and much less bureaucratic program.
Doyle blames Congress for putting senior care in jeopardy by creating Medicare Part D to begin with. But Congressman Mark Green, Doyle's GOP opponent, says he fully supports senior care. Green points out that senior care actually got its start under former Republican Governor Scott McCallum. And Green says he only voted for Medicare Part D after talking it over with former Governor Tommy Thompson. At the time, Thompson was the nation's Health and Human Services Secretary.
Senior care is a great program. I will continue to support it. I met with Tommy Thompson face-to-face as we passed Medicare reform to absolutely make certain that senior care would not be disrupted, the waivers would continue.
Doyle says he takes current Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt at his word that senior care's application will be evaluated based on the facts. The governor's office says nearly 110,000 seniors use senior care. If it's not renewed, residents will be able to sign up for Medicare Part D without any extra penalty. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.